Hey guys, so shout out to subscriber Tucker Donati for suggesting content. Love when my fans do that. So reach out to me if you have any more content to suggest. But by popular demand, we're going to be previewing the NCAA tournament. So let's just jump right into it. There's no better way to start than to talk about the number one overall seed, the Duke Blue Devils. Duke has the two best players in college basketball. They have Zion Williamson and RJ Barrett. They will be the first two players drafted in this year's draft, more than likely. Zion is probably the best college player I've seen ever. Personally, I was born in 1999, so I'm not saying he's better than Lou Alcindor, so chill the fuck out. But he's the best college player I've ever seen. He reminds me a lot of LeBron. The thing with Duke is they're not very deep. They only have one good guard. Reddish is pretty good, but they don't have much depth. If Gavin Delorier gets in any foul trouble whatsoever, they're fucked on the inside. If they get in any foul trouble, they are in big trouble. So that's why I'm gonna have them losing in the Elite Eight to Michigan State. I think that Michigan State's finally healthy. They have three really good big men, and guess what they're going to do? They're going to pound Zion all fucking game. They're going to make him earn all his points at the line, and their guards are going to beat Duke's guards, and they're going to win the game. So that's my first. I think that could constitute as a mini upset for sure, but that's my first hot take of the tournament. Michigan State defeats Duke in the Elite Eight and advances to the Final Four. Continuing in this East region, though, I have UCF beating VCU. I think their size will just be a little bit too much, but I'm not quite positive. I think that one could go either way. Liberty, I have upsetting Mississippi State. Mississippi State has been playing great coming into the tournament. Liberty shoots the ball very, very well, and Mississippi State sucks on fast break D. I could see Liberty going down the court and just hitting a bunch of threes and pulling this one off, and that's what I think is going to happen here in a 5-12 upset. Next, Virginia Tech's going to slaughter St. Louis. St. Louis is terrible. Virginia Tech is finally fully healthy again, and they're going to kill them. Another one, I think Belmont beats Maryland. I think Belmont advances to the Sweet 16. Big upset there. I'm not going to continue for my full bracket, but those were a little bit of upsets and I think some obvious picks. But I think Belmont gets the Sweet 16. They shoot the ball really well. They're a scrappy team. They got a little chip on their shoulder coming in a first four team always, or every single year, is made to the Sweet 16. And I think they're the team this year. I think that they'll beat LSU with no coach. So continuing, Gonzaga, I think, wins the West. There are some good teams out here. I think Cuse is a really strong 8 seed. They can play really tough D. Florida State's obviously good. Michigan's tough. Texas Tech's up and down, but their highs are very high. But I don't know. I don't think that they'll even have a chance to play Gonzaga in the Elite Eight because I think that they're just going to be caught on a bad night like they have been. But I think Michigan can be a tough contender. Florida State could definitely beat them. Even Syracuse could beat Gonzaga. But I think Gonzaga is probably the best team here. They shoot a ridiculous percentage from the field. Rui Achimura is one of the best players in the country down low. He's like a mini Zion. They're very good. They're very, very good. I don't think they'll have any trouble scoring on anyone. Continuing to the South, though. The South, so I think this region is the region from hell, and I'll explain why. So Virginia has not made it to a Final Four under Tony Bennett. They play really good defense, but they always lack athletes, and you know, the guy who can go get them a score when they're in a drought, and that's just been their downfall. They've lost a lot of close games. I mean, the last year was a fluke. What are you gonna do? But they just, for whatever reason, can't break through, and I really don't think that they will. I don't think that they're going to win this region, and I think this region is going to be a very hectic region with a lot of upsets. That being said, I'm picking another 12-5 upset. I think Oregon not only beats Wisconsin, but dances their way to the Sweet 16. And maybe even further, who knows? They won 8 games in a row. They beat Washington by 20 in the Pac-12 title game. They've really figured it out. They're playing some of the best basketball. They're playing their best basketball right now. They're playing very, very good basketball. They're going to beat Wisconsin. And I have a 12-13 matchup even. I have UC Irvine beating Kansas State. Kansas State is kind of how I described Virginia. They're kind of like a poor man's Virginia. They play good D. They're pretty athletic though, but they don't have scores. I think UC Irvine be able to shoot the lights out on them and win a close one. St. Mary's, I think, is my Cinderella story of this tournament. St. Mary's is playing incredible basketball. In their last 10 games, they're 8-2. Those 2 losses were to Gonzaga, but they avenged their loss in the West Coast Conference title game to guarantee their automatic bid into this tournament. So they beat Gonzaga by 13 on a neutral court. That is one of the most impressive. That might be the best win in the country this year. That might be. And that happened, you know, the game leading up to the tournament. They're going to beat Villanova. They're going to beat Purdue or even Old Dominion. And I think that they're going to dance at least to the Sweet 16. And I pick them all the way to go all the way to the Final Four. I think that they really have it. They're the best three-point. They have the best three-point defense in the country. They shoot the ball well. And it's all clicking. They're playing their best basketball right now, obviously. They've been pounding these teams in that conference too, man. You should see those scores. They are very good. And do not be afraid by their name or their seed. Next, Cincinnati, I think, is a dark horse to make it to the Elite Eight even. Cincinnati blasted Houston in the American Athletic Conference title game. I think they're easily going to kill Iowa. Iowa sucks. And I think that they got a good shot to even beat Tennessee. Tennessee's a little up and down. I've seen them play a lot. I've seen them play a lot of their wins even. They had a very, very bad win against Vanderbilt. I bet on them and they didn't cover. I was really pissed. But I really think Cincinnati's got a shot in this game. I don't know if I can guarantee a win. But I did pick Cincinnati in an upset because why not? Not all the 2 seeds make it to the Sweet 16. Got to have a little chaos in there. But yeah, I said I picked St. Mary's to win this region. I think Oregon could. I mean, Tennessee could. Cincinnati could. I just don't think it's Virginia's. I really don't think it's Virginia's. That being said, we're going to go to the Midwest. I think this is UNC's region. I think two teams to really watch out for in this division or in this region, will be Auburn and Seton Hall. Two teams playing very, very good down the stretch, playing their best basketball of the year right now. Auburn ran roughshod over the SEC, killed Tennessee in the final. Seton Hall lost to, Villanova by 1 in the Big East finals. But they have a very, very good point guard. He averages about 23 a game. He's a very good shooter. They have some depth. They have athletes. They like to play fast. I think that they could be a terrible matchup for some teams. And if they win in the second round, they get Kentucky, who they already beat this year. And you could say, yeah, like, Kentucky might blast them because revenge is on their mind. But I'm telling you, Seton Hall's playing their best basketball right now. You should watch out for them. Like I said, Auburn, but I think UNC will ultimately win this. I have them advancing to the Final Four, and I have them being my eventual national champion. I just think that they have the fewest holes in their game. They shoot very well. They play good enough defense, and they get bounced. They're tough inside. Luke May is pretty fucking good. So I have the UNC Tar Heels winning it. Oh, I forgot to mention, Murray State's a big upset I have, too. I think Murray State can make some noise. They could even, I don't know if they could beat Florida State. I don't have that happening, but I think they're going to beat Kent. So, another pro tip. The only 5 seed I have winning is Auburn. I don't know if that's exact. I'm not quite too confident about the Liberty pick. because Mississippi State, you know, obviously is more athletic than them. It's probably, they're definitely bigger, can get more bounds than them. But Liberty shoots the ball well, so hopefully that they can, hopefully they can keep it close, dude. But I'm telling you, fucking Kansas State's gonna lose first round for sure. They only average like 66 a game. Like, they, it's gonna be a low scoring game. That's when you lose to these fuck ass teams, and they're definitely going down. People are saying Kansas, but I don't think Kansas will lose. Kansas is gonna handle that team. I was looking at them. That Northeastern team kind of sucks. Kansas won by 10. Take it to the bank. All right. So there you go. You're welcome. Let's go Bucks. Let's go Tar Heels. Trump 2020. CAG. Peace out.